DTE Energy is asking the Michigan Public Service Commission to let it impose a significant rate hike. But advocates say the hike would be an unfair burden on DTE's customers, especially its poorest customers. The Environment Report's Tracy Samuelton has more.
Margaret Lewis is a retired court reporter who lives in a big older home in Highland Park, the kind you say has good bones because it needs some work. She's on a fixed income, and she's done just about everything she can think of to lower her utility bills. One winter, she even turned the thermostat down to 50.
Then, when it got really, really cold, the house could not reach that degree to keep the pipes from freezing.
You can still see the ceiling damage from the burst pipes. She's since turned up the heat to 58 and moved a little bed into her living room.
See, I can use this little heater and keep this one room comfortable.
Last year, a nonprofit group came in and sealed all the leaks and put plastic sheeting on the windows. Her bills went down temporarily.
The energy company gets to raise its rates and eat up the savings. And I think that's so wrong.
Some people are even worse off than Lewis. According to the U.S. Census, more than 284,000 households in Michigan are below 50% of the federal poverty level. Energy bills are nearly a third of their income. And utility assistance for the poor, including money that utilities like DTE kick in, doesn't come close to making energy affordable. Don Stanzak is vice president of regulatory affairs at DTE Energy.
We don't raise rates unless we absolutely need to. And while we're, you know, very concerned and sensitive to rate increases, we also have an obligation to take care of our facilities. And that's really what these rate increases are about.
The proposed rate increase is about 2.4% for each of the next 4 years, for a total of about 9.5%. But it's worse than it seems, according to Don Keske of the Public Law Resource Center. That's because rate increases snowball. The Michigan Public Service Commission has approved 6 rate increases for DTE Energy since 2003, and only 1 rate decrease.
In each rate case, if you keep adding 5 to 9% after 4 or 5 years and 4 or 5 cases, you are rapidly escalating the cost burden upon the residential class.
According to the U.S. Energy Information Administration, Michigan already has the highest electric rates in the Midwest and the 13th highest in the nation. Keske says electric bills are burdensome for everyone in the state, not just the poor. He recommends taking steps to lower your need for electricity. That can run the gamut from replacing old appliances and planting shade trees to bigger investments like heat pumps or super efficient insulation.
To make their homes more energy efficient, to install, for example, a solar facility at their home to reduce their consumption.
But such investments are far beyond the means of people like Margaret Lewis. The small silver lining for customers at this point is DTE Energy may not get all it's requested. An administrative law judge has recommended a much lower increase, closer to a 6% increase by 2022 instead of 9.5%. The Michigan Public Service Commission is reviewing that recommendation and will make a final decision by early May. With the Environment Report, I'm Tracy Samuelton.